From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama has met with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State. He briefed reporters on the campaign.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
Mr. Obama's Thursday meeting came as the U.S. launches more strikes, airstrikes, in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. The U.S. military says the operation in Libya will probably last weeks rather than months. Gunmen fired on a busy marketplace in northeastern India Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Assam area. Authorities say one gunman was killed and security forces are searching for other suspects. U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen Gulen is denouncing the arrest warrant issued by Turkey, accusing him of masterminding the failed coup in Turkey last month. Gulen said in a statement, the arrest warrant from the Turkish courts changes none of his views. The Turkish government has said Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, orchestrated the coup by renegade officers in the military and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Ankara, however, has not filed a formal extradition papers. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, the International Olympic Committee is now allowing more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in this summer's games. The Olympics open today in Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, new polling data shows Democratic Party's presidential candidate, that is, Hillary Clinton, has the lead over Republican Donald Trump in four key states. The latest voter survey shows Clinton opening a 9 percentage point edge in Michigan, a 15-point advantage in New Hampshire, an 11-point lead in Pennsylvania, and a 6-point lead in Florida. At a campaign rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clinton asked, or rather talked about, reasons to vote for her over Trump.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Donald Trump spoke to a rally in Portland, Maine.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
Polls show Clinton has a larger but not insurmountable lead over Trump nationally. In an average of polls, Clinton is ahead of Trump by about 6 points. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding 6 of the tourists and their Afghan driver. Also, a Pakistani helicopter has crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province. Officials say the helicopter caught fire after it landed and was approached by a group of armed men who seized 6 people and took them to an unknown location. Cases of the mosquito-transmitted Zika virus have been diagnosed in the U.S. state of Florida, and efforts are underway to minimize the chances of someone being bitten by mosquitoes that carry Zika. Among the most vulnerable are pregnant women, as we hear from the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden.
Zika is unprecedented. We've never before had a mosquito-borne disease that could cause a birth defect. And that's why we take it so seriously. The key is to protect pregnant women.
As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers over the failure of by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a 7-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. The woman stabbed to death in an attack, on a street in London was the wife of a psychology professor at the Florida State University in the U.S. 64-year-old Darlene Horton killed by a Somali-Norwegian teenager went on a knife rampage through Russell Square, a hub for students and tourists. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.